Hello, I am Barbara Dixon Ackerman. I am an advising consultant and advising conference presenter for CSEE, the Center for Spiritual and Ethical Education. I also co-authored, with my colleague Lou Ann Smith, CSEE's advising handbook entitled, Need a Hand with Advising? Here's a handbook. I teach English at Garrison Forest School in Owings Mills, Maryland. I imagine that you are listening to this podcast because either you would like to establish a brand new advising program at your school, or you would like to strengthen an existing advising program. Perhaps you are listening because you would like to become an even more effective advisor yourself, or a more effective advising program coordinator. First, I will discuss the tremendous value of the advisor-advisee relationship. Before I tell you what I see as the important benefits of an advising program, I'd like you to hear from the students. I have several quotes from students in response to the question, what do you see as the benefits or potential benefits of an advising program? They say, it's sort of like a crutch. You can depend on it even if you don't need it. There is always an adult you can trust. It allows you to put things in perspective and find out what you really want to do with the academic year. You get close with students you wouldn't normally be friends with. Relationships is really the key word when it comes to advising. At our advising conferences, we generally begin by having participants describe or tell a story about someone who served as a mentor or advisor to them. Thinking back to these kinds of relationships and the guidance, encouragement, and attention that we received from mentors can help us to more fully understand and feel the importance of the advisor's role in a young person's life. An active advising program will provide support for students, their parents, classroom teachers, as well as administrators. But first, I'd like to focus on the kind of support that advisors provide for advisees, for the students. Students need to receive the message from the very beginning of the school year that their advisor is their go-to person and a valuable resource to them. The advisor plays a key role in assisting students with their adjustment to the school or to a new grade. The advisor can help to educate the advisee about the activities and services that are available at the school. The advisor can coach the student on issues such as organization, time management, and motivation. A very important role that the advisor plays is that of listener. The advisor can be a sounding board for the student and can help the student to strategize about a variety of issues. By listening and asking appropriate questions, the advisor can help the student to articulate feelings and needs, and then the advisor can strategize with the student about how to communicate with peers, parents, and teachers. The advisor can also help the advisee to reflect and gain perspective. With our fast-paced lives and demanding school environments, it can be very challenging to maintain balance in our lives, but the advisor can help the student to strive for balance in his or her life, especially in terms of course load, homework load, and extracurricular load. The advisor can help the student with stress management and can encourage the advisee to get involved in activities that may serve as outlets and that may help a student to find his or her identity outside of the classroom. When advisees do become overwhelmed and advisors determine that additional support is needed, the advisor can suggest that a student work with the school counselor, a tutor, or another professional. Advisors can serve as mentors and role models for advisees, modeling a love of learning, a desire to explore new ideas, and a willingness to listen. It helps students to know that there's always someone pulling for them to succeed, so the advisor can also be a cheerleader and can be someone with whom the advisee can celebrate successes and work through disappointments. Advisors often serve as liaisons. The advisor can articulate the needs of the faculty to the students and the needs of the students to the faculty so that all members of the community have a better understanding of one another's point of view. Ultimately, advisors are helping students to feel valued. The advising program shows students that they matter to someone and that someone enjoys their company. They know that someone's looking out for them and is specifically interested in their lives. The advisor is a constant. The advisor is a significant adult in a child's life, especially in a boarding school setting, or perhaps in cases where parents are less available. Quieter students who might otherwise receive less attention in a school setting have someone who is specifically watching out for them. Another key to advising and the advisor-advisee relationship is that the advisor is one of a very few adults who is not evaluating the student in any way. There are no grades involved. The advisor is simply relating to the student as a person and appreciating what that person has to offer. Next, I will point out a number of ways that advising can be valuable to the school community as a whole, and I will begin with the value of advising to parents and guardians. A number of years ago, when I attended the CSEE Advisory Conference as a participant, one of the presenters pointed out that a call from the school generally strikes fear into parents' hearts because that call indicates that there is a problem. Advisors can strive to decrease or even do away with this fear by contacting parents frequently throughout the year and by sharing good news. Then, if a problem does arise, a trusting relationship has been established, which can ease some of the tension as the parent and the advisor address the problem together. Here's some opportunities for casual contact with parents throughout the year. Advisors may wish to contact parents before the school year begins, or in the opening days of school, in order to introduce themselves and to explain their role as advisor. Or advisors may want to contact parents once they are a week or two into the school year to get parents' sense of how the opening of school is going for their child. It can also be helpful to contact parents prior to major class activities, such as overnight trips, to explain the goals of the program and to hear about the student's feelings regarding that activity. If a student is experiencing academic difficulty, then the advisor will need to be in frequent contact with the parents, because when it comes to grades, parents do not like surprises. So it's best to inform parents as early as possible of any difficulties that the student is having, so that the advisor can discuss ways in which the student can improve his or her performance before the end of the marking period. When the end of the marking period does come, the advisor can contact parents to highlight the positives or discuss anything that is still of concern. If your school holds meetings at the end of marking periods to discuss student progress, as many schools do, then you may want to contact parents prior to these meetings so that teachers can hear parents' input regarding the student's learning and study habits. If advisors are responsible for assisting students with course selection, then they may wish to contact parents at scheduling time to discuss the student schedule for the upcoming year, as well as the student's long-term academic plans. In general, simply making note of advisees' accomplishments and any praise or recognition that they receive throughout the year is a great idea, because you can pass this right along to the proud parents, and that will help them to overcome their fear of the call from the school. As you are hearing, a strong and active advising program can provide valuable support for the parents and guardians at your school. The advisor can educate parents about the school culture, helping parents to understand the demands on their children by informing them about the school's academic requirements and policies, as well as about individual teachers' requirements and policies. Advisors can also put grades in perspective for parents. In some cases, advisors may want to share general information about grade distribution at the school to help the parents to understand the standards of the institution. The advisor provides parents with progress reports commenting on the student's attitude and aptitude in different areas. These reports can take the form of a phone call, a conference, or a written comment. The advisor and the parents can strategize about the student's academic and emotional needs. The parents, the advisor, And school administrators may determine that counseling, tutoring, medical attention, or other support services are needed. The advisor can serve as a liaison or mediator between the parent and the child, the parent and the teacher, or the parent and an administrator. The advisor can help the parents to communicate productively with all of these individuals. The advisor can provide reassurance for parents about a variety of issues, including the college search process when that time comes. Finally, many parents simply love to talk about their children, and the advisor can be a willing listener as parents pour out their feelings about and knowledge of their child. Your advising program can also provide valuable support for classroom teachers, because the teacher and the advisor can collaborate to determine how the student learns most effectively and can strategize to help the student to succeed. The advisor knows the academic history and can share relevant information with teachers. The advisor is familiar with the student's strengths and weaknesses and has a sense of the student's learning style. The advisor may be familiar with the recommendations from any educational testing that has been done, and may know what support services, if any, the advisee has made use of in the past. The advisor knows how the student responds to different types of feedback and teaching methods. The advisor may know what studying techniques the student has used successfully in the past or in other classes. The advisor should be aware of the advisee's interests and can help the teacher to connect with the advisee through these interests. The advisor may be aware of a personal issue that could be affecting the student's work at a particular time and can help the teacher to understand why the student's performance is what it is. The advisor can serve as a clearinghouse who sees patterns that may be developing in several classes. And when appropriate, the advisor can organize meetings of all of the advisee's teachers in order to share relevant information and to assess an advisee's progress. The advisor can serve as a liaison between the teacher and the parents, as I mentioned earlier, and the advisor knows the advisee's parents and how they react to different types of news and can therefore strategize with the teacher about the best way to share particular information with parents. The advisor can help to hold the students accountable to the teachers. If the students know that another adult is keeping tabs on their progress, their motivation may increase. The teacher and advisor can present a united front to help the students to understand the importance of responding to the teacher's suggestions. The advisor can make sure that the student is implementing the teacher's suggestions and can help to motivate the student to devote more time and energy to a particular class. So I've mentioned some of the benefits of a strong advising program to students, to parents, to classroom teachers, and now I'd like to point out some of the benefits to administrators as well. Administrators can be assured that students are less likely to fall through the cracks because there is a specific adult who is responsible for each student. The advisor can provide background information that can help administrators to communicate more effectively with students and their parents. The advising program can also provide support for individuals in the following specific positions at your school. Dean of Students. In some instances, the advisor can assist the dean with discipline. Sometimes it is helpful for a student to discuss a disciplinary situation with both an advisor and a dean. Sometimes a discussion with an advisor alone will suffice. School counselor. The advisor can refer a student to the school counselor and provide the counselor with specific background information about the student's life in school. School nurse. When students are trying to muddle through a day without necessary medical attention, the advisor can recommend that they see the school nurse. Advisors can share helpful information about students' health patterns with the nurse. Director of the Academic Resource Center. If your school has an academic resource center, the advisor can identify students who would benefit from additional academic support. Registrar. The advisor can assist the registrar by making sure that a student has done his or her course selection thoughtfully and carefully. College counselor. The advisor can share information about an advisee's strengths and needs, which can help the college counselor to suggest schools that would be a good match for the student. The advisor is someone who knows the student quite well and therefore is a logical person to write a college recommendation, or the advisor can provide input that the college counselor may want to include in his or her letter of recommendation. Director of Admissions. If an advisee is considering changing schools, an advisor can alert the Director of Admissions to this fact. An appropriate individual can then have conversation with the student and the family about their decision to stay or to go. Your advising program can also help the school to fulfill its mission. At advising conferences, when we point out the connection between the school's mission statement and the school's advising program, participants often realize that the school's mission statement dovetails beautifully with the work that's already going on in advisor groups and between individual advisors and advisees. So, if you need to make a case for strengthening the advising program at your school, making it a higher priority, devoting more resources to it, you may want to point directly to your mission statement, because the advising program can help you to accomplish your mission. So advisors are very busy people, supporting and keeping lines of communication open between students, parents, classroom teachers, and administrators. They face many challenges, but there are also many rewards for advisors. Advising can lead to great conversations and great fun with kids. Advisors can learn a great deal about different areas of school life, maybe the seventh grade science project or how upper school dance recitals are going, by discussing their advisees' courses and extracurricular activities with them. Discussions with advisees can help faculty members to better understand the perspective of the entire student body. Advising provides an opportunity for advisors to collaborate with colleagues in order to help students to learn more effectively. Advisors experience the joy of celebrating students' accomplishments with them. Advisors can develop rewarding, lasting relationships with individual students and know that they are making a difference in students' lives and that students appreciate this tremendously. I'd like to share a few quotes about what makes advising rewarding for advisors. The first one says, "Feeling like I'm connecting with a student, knowing that she feels valued and has some security. Sometimes it's their first adult relationship with someone who is not a parent or peer's parent, and it's neat. Seeing the group members connect with one another, seeing positive growth in the student, such as results in coping and achieving. Knowing you helped guide a student to make good decisions. And finally, the relationships that can be nurtured and sustained." CSEE's Advising Handbook. Need a hand with advising? Here's a handbook. Could definitely get you off to a good start.